Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Positivity. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I'm so excited to be coming your way once again this morning. It's so glorious to be saying this every day to you. And I know you are being blessed. I know you are growing in the Lord. I know that's why God is using these broadcasts to train you and raise you. Oh, hallelujah. You know, these broadcasts are so wonderful, you can even use them as a manual for yourself to teach others. You can use them as a soul winning tool to help others grow in the Lord and to help others come to know Jesus Christ. That is the intent of this broadcast. Hallelujah. So today we are still on resurrection, but today we are talking about the nature of the resurrected body. How is the body of resurrection that we are going to receive like? How is it going to be like? Is it going to be like this one that we are carrying? So we are going to do a comparison between the resurrected body, the nature of the resurrected body, and the nature of the body that we have now. Hallelujah. So today I'm talking about the fact that it is a heavenly spiritual building. Let's look at the fact that it is heavenly, the resurrected body that we are going to receive one day. This is a hope. So I'm talking about hope. You see, these are things that you may not see today, but they are things that are going to happen in the near future. They are things that you may think are not important, but they are very important. How you live your life today counts. You see, how you live your life today counts a lot. I'm going to show you all these things in the Bible. Hallelujah. But today we are talking about the nature of the resurrected body. And I'm saying that it is a heavenly spiritual building. We are looking at the fact that it is heavenly. When you read in 1 Corinthians 15:45, you see, it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. It means that he was made a life-giving spirit. And it is, howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And after that, that which is spiritual. And it says, the first man is of the earthy. Then it says, the second man is a Lord from heaven. What is he talking about? You see, he mentions the first man, Adam. Then he mentions the last Adam. You see, there's a first man. There are different men in this world. There's a first man and then there's a second man. The first man are those who come from Adam. You see, all those who are born of women are all part of the first man. Adam was the first of the first man. Do you understand? So he's called the first Adam and also called the first man. You see, the first man is a series of men. A lot of people are in it. You see, all those who are not born again are part of the first man. And Adam is the first. So he's called the first Adam. And Jesus was the last. So Jesus is called the last Adam. Hallelujah. So in 1 Corinthians 15:45, what we just read, it says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam. He's talking about the Adam in the Garden of Eden. Then he says he was made a living soul. So that was what God made him. He was made a living soul. Then he says the last Adam. Who is the last Adam? I said the last Adam is Jesus Christ. So out of the first man, we have the first Adam and the last Adam. Hallelujah. The first Adam and then the last Adam. He says the last Adam was made or became a life-giving spirit, a quickening spirit. He was made a life-giving spirit. When Jesus died and rose again, he came out as a life-giving spirit. He could give life. He can give life. That is why when you receive him as your Lord and personal Savior, you come and become a part of another kind of man. It's called the new creation man. And he's known as the second man. Jesus is the first of the second man. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. So when you read in verse 47, it says, the first man is of the earth. Earthy. You see, the first man is of the earth. He's earthy. And it says, the second man is the Lord from heaven. Hallelujah. Who is the second man? The second man is Christ. That is Jesus and all those who are born again, including you and I. So we are part. So we don't take our genealogy from the first man, that is Adam's generation, but we take our genealogy from the second man, that is Christ's generation. That is what we read in John chapter 1 from verse 11 downwards. It says he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them the right, the power to become the sons of God, the children of God. And it says, children who are not born of flesh, nor of blood, nor of a man's will, but children who are born of God. Hallelujah. That makes you a part of the sex. So we are not just born from our mothers and our fathers. We are born from the Spirit. We are born from above. We are children of God. That is why we are born of the Word, born of His glory. That is what we are. By His own will, He gave birth to us. As you have it in James 1:18. Oh, hallelujah. So we do not belong to the class of the first man. We belong to the class of the second man. Okay. So verse 47, 1 Corinthians 15:47, it says, the first man is of the earth, earthy. He's earthy. Then it says, the second man is the Lord from heaven. Then verse 48 says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Then it says, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly. It doesn't mean that we don't even bear the image of the heavenly today. We do. Because if you are a child of God, you bear the image of God. You see, but it's internal. It's inside. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible says that as he is, so are we now in this world. You see, just as he is, we bear his image. We do not have the image of a normal man, of Adam, of the first man. We bear the image of the second man, which is Christ. You see, but physically in our bodies, inherently we have it. In our spirits we do. We bear his image. But outwardly, if you look at us outwardly, we still bear the image. We still have the body of sin. We still have the body of the flesh. You see, but there's a day coming when we shall put on the image of Christ. Hallelujah. When our real life shall be made manifest, we shall put on the image of the heavenly for all men to see outwardly. The Amplified Version of verse 49, 1 Corinthians 15:49 says, and just as we have borne the image of the man of the dust, so shall we. Then it says, and so let us also bear the image of the man of heaven. Have you seen it? So it means something that we have now, but something that is going to show up physically for all men to see in the future. So it's something that is happening today and something that is going to happen in the future. When you read in 1 John, it's so lovely. 1 John chapter 3, very interesting scripture. I'm reading from verse 1. Oh, hallelujah. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. So we are called the sons of God today. It means that we bear his image. That is why we are called the sons of God. And it says, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Then it says, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, when Christ shall appear, we shall be like him. You see, we shall bear the image of the heavenly, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. This is the hope of the church. He says, every man who has that hope, that one day he shall appear and we shall be like him, he says, purifies himself. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know, you see. That is why in verse 1 he says that, therefore the world knoweth us not. The world does not know us. Because, you see, outwardly they don't see any change, any physical change outwardly on our bodies. Very soon they are going to see a physical change. There's going to be a physical change in your body very, very soon. When the Lord appears, he says, we shall be like him. Oh, hallelujah. We bear the image of the heavenly. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.